How much faith pleases God? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please him. In Revelation 3:16, the Laodicean church is warned with being rejected because they have lukewarm faith. So how much faith is enough to please God? Well, to answer the question, understand that those texts are being used out of context a little bit. Hebrews 11, where you have the statement, Enoch's faith pleased God. Of course, Hebrews 11 is to commend the value of faith to us. It uses the situation of Enoch. He was translated to heaven. Why was he translated to heaven? By faith, because otherwise he could not have pleased God. That's the statement he makes. The Revelation 3 passages has to do with the corporate church. So let's just keep that in mind. But let's say this too. The unconverted person has no faith. Anyone with faith, saving faith, is saved. Faith is the gift of God. And so, as the Puritans like to say, the weakest faith is saved by a strong Savior. And so, on the one hand, you should be growing in your faith. And you growing in your faith, of course, it will lead you to please God more because you'll be serving Him more fully. So growing in faith is a good thing. On the other hand, how much faith saves? Any saving faith saves because it is the gift of God to the elect, giving you union with Christ. And if you have a true but weak faith, you are accepted and beloved by the Father, and His favor is upon you. But He probably would be happy, like any good father, if you move forward a little bit. I hope that's very helpful to you.